love how when I got here, all I hear is Kim's voice. I hear the door open and both puppies just running out of the bunker. Walmart.
We're free.
Hi. We're Betty. Hi, Ruby.
I love having nieces.
Yeah.
I always felt that I was born to be an auntie.
Mm.
Not a mother or a father, an aunt.
Did you find your... the little bag that had your...
Yeah, my Reba stuff. Thank you, Rick, by the way. I got my Reba magnet, my Reba napkin, and postcard. And I took the bag, too.
Does Betty have your crochet?
No, she's off the...
Betty's wanting to hook.
I really need to work on my wires this weekend. I'm going to try.
Get out of the wires.
Come here, Betty.
I don't know what I did with my... Oh, my gosh. We're rolling already.
So,
I didn't know.
I was going to share with you guys if I can figure it out. We'll find out if I can do it for our next episode. But I got us a higher quality cameras.
Ooh.
Yeah. So... I think our next episodes that we're recording, if I can figure it out, we'll find out.
Not too high quality. I don't mind a little fuzzy. It can look like, you know, a little Vaseline's been splattered on the lens.
Oh my gosh.
That's so an old hack.
Kim and I are going to have such clear video and Josh is going to go in there and like add in a little fuzz.
People's going to be like, I thought I got new glasses, right? But he's so fuzzy.
So for some reason, the left side of my screen is just so fuzzy.
The older I get, the fuzzier. Eventually, it'll just right. be pixels.
He's going to have a standard picture every time he goes somewhere.
Laugh.
All the shows the yeah. picture.
I'll be like the Wizard of Oz hiding behind a smoke
oh,
screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't look behind this curtain. I'm not wearing pants.
Are you going to join us sometime, Kim, or are you just going to play with the pups?
I'm trying.
Oh, there you are. Hi. I can hear you. It's so nice to hear from you, Kim.
No, it's a lie. You don't think
Gang, we just returned from Four Partners in Crime, which I had a little murder mystery dinner earlier this week that I'll tell you about later. But we went there for some afternoon tea.
Oh, afternoon tea. It was lovely.
It was so lovely.
It was fun.
Kind of marvelous.
The tea was good. There was lots of different types of tea. I took pictures, so I'll tell you about the types.
We had scones, homemade scones by an Australian woman. So
isn't that interesting?
They were as authentic as we can get here in Indiana.
Yeah.
They were British scones. Good.
They were
so good.
We had fresh clotted cream and strawberry preserves.
It was good.
And they were delicious. We had beet deviled eggs with a dill garnish.
So good.
Those eggs were so good.
I had like four of them.
I did too.
Yeah, I did too.
They came back and
said, would you guys like more? We're like, yes, we would. What else did we have? We had a chicken salad, avocado, cucumber sandwiches.
Those were really good too.
Madelines, macaroons. Cake rolls, sliced, like a Swiss roll, sliced.
What else
was there? I had some champagne. I forgot about that.
A lot of it, I don't remember what it was.
Little quiches.
Yeah, little quiche.
Those quiches were so good.
They were very good.
Little bite-sized, but
Kroger
delicious.
Kroger sells a whole, like a big quiche, and it's so good.
What
you just pop it
there?
In the air fryer.
Well, I don't know if you know, but Four Partners, it's all like farm-to-table stuff. So they source all of it with local farmers.
Oh, even the flowers on the table were from a local you pick place.
Yes, yes. The tea was so good. I'm, of course, a huge fan of tea. But one of the things I really liked was that she kind of tells you about the tea and how you should drink it and all this stuff. And it's so true. We all have had, you know, the Lipton tea. And,
see, I'm not a tea person.
Well, I'm not a Lipton tea person.
I'm not a tea
person. I'm not a cheap tea person.
I don't mind cold. I don't mind, like, sweet tea.
I get Louisiana.
Which I can't really drink sweet tea anymore, but I will get.
Well, you're tasting sugar. You're not tasting.
Right. But I will get, you know, just regular tea without sugar in it and then put some sweet and low in it to sweeten it up a little bit.
I prefer, like, my homemade sweet tea is very strong, but not. Like, it's just sweet enough to where it doesn't taste like gutter water.
It's like Kentucky sweet tea. It's not Tennessee because that's sweet tea.
No,
but it's Kentucky
sweet tea. Not diabetes. Like, diabetes runs in the family. And I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be able to drink sweet tea my whole life, not reach 60. And they're like, you can't have it anymore. It'll kill you.
So one of the teas
we
have.
Coffee?
Yeah. Well, I had to walk past MODOK.
That's what took you so long.
No, well, I kind of. I walked past MODOK's and the ladies in there, who I see them every day because I'm downtown every day. They waved me down and they're like, oh, you didn't bring Betty or Ruby to see us? And I was like, no.
Tea time.
But anyway.
This is my me time without the kids.
Right. And then I come here and I have the kids now. But so the tea, I'm going to order some as soon as we get done recording today. So one of them is, I think it's called like Morbid Curiosity.
I did not brand. Try. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this one was the Bell Book and Candle.
Mm-hmm. That one, I think that one was my favorite one.
And
I'm not a tea person.
The tagline says, whispers fill the air with sounds of trickery. And it's a buttery and daring chai with butterscotch, ginger, cinnamon, cocoa nibs, rose, something that I don't know, and then orange, cardamom. Sure. Orange, cloves, marigold, and apple. And when I first smelled it, like that was the one that you guys were like, oh, that smells weird or whatever. And I understood what you were saying when I smelled it because it's like, boom, it's very there strong. It is.
Mm-hmm. I didn't try that one.
And it wasn't until I was like, oh, I'm smelling like specific things of like the cinnamon and the cocoa, and I could smell the butterscotch. And so I think that was like just a mixture of really strong scents.
I like the, was it Dead Black Rat?
Hey.
Dead Cat?
It was Dead, well, I have a picture of it.
It was called Dead Rat.
No, that's what they put on it.
Okay, okay.
It was Blind Bat.
Okay. Yeah, Blind Bat.
And they put
Dead Rat.
Yeah.
On our thing, which was rather comical.
I prefer the Dead Rat.
Why that's in the world does she want to bite on that carpet?
The Blind Bat one, it's the tagline says, to be haunted by truth when ignorance is bliss. Ooh. It's fruity and complicated. Josh, I feel like that is
you. That's why I liked it so much. I had like four glasses of that one.
Yes.
Fruity and complicated. I'm putting that on my Facebook bio.
You should. And it's an Earl Grey, which I love an Earl Grey. I do not drink.
It's my favorite.
Earl Grey by itself, though. I like some milk and I like a little bit of sugar.
I hardly ever do milk in my teas.
Well, this is a London Fog and it is
gotta be foggy
my
like
favorite. All right. But it is my favorite type of tea. But I'm definitely doing this. Did you overhear me talking to her that she is going to do the witchy night?
Yeah, we're tea? Doing that one too.
Yes, that we one. Have to do that one. Ladies. Josh, we got so much bitches in here. I can't even stand it. They're all over on that side of the room too. And someone smells like they pooped. Kimberly, Barn Dollar.
That was not me.
I picked Thank it you. Up. Ruby had a little Hershey kiss. I picked
so,
it up.
The,
she just left you a present.
The other kind of tea we had was called the Morbid Curiosity Undertaker. It was darkness is a whisper. Listen closely. This person is so creative.
It's like the nail polish names.
Like, if I saw this in the store, I would just buy it just because of, like, the artwork and how clever it is. But it's bold
it was really
and smooth.
Cool. The packaging of it was
Yes. Cool. Yeah. This is a black tea. Bold and smooth.
I was thinking last night about just the ceremony of tea, and it's something I have a little bit of knowledge in, you know. Tea's been a big part of, I mean, probably the most common drink we've consumed in our lives. So I'm curious of things I like. So I've looked up its origins in Asia, and like she even told us it was been drunk by for over 5,000 years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even before the tea leaves, our very ancient ancestors used to brew, you know, all kinds of herbs and berries, even different sticks with medicinal purposes and water. You know, it's just something humans have learned how to do.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I was like, as Americans, we're very like isolated amongst ourselves. Like even if you're out at a cafe, you probably won't talk to somebody you don't know just to strike up conversation. Oh, yeah. I was thinking, I think it's because we don't have tea.
Oh,
we don't take time to have the community, community of, of tea time just to take, even, you know, in Italy, they take time in the middle of the day to take a break.
Right.
You know, we're all about the hustle and the flow. And
right.
I feel like it's, you know, it's made people successful.
Yeah.
But it has pulled away from that, like, community.
Right. Well, and I love that you mentioned that because one of the things I learned in Europe, and I remember Maya mentioning this, that she was so frustrated when we would go eat any place because she's like, I feel like you guys are rushing to get out of here.
We
she's
sit, like, we eat, we don't talk.
Yeah, we eat, we always have time to go. Yeah. And so I just remember the first place we went to, or one of the first places, we sat down and we ate real quick. And then we are like, okay, we're done. Let's go. And she's like,
are you rushing?
Can we hold on a minute? Are you in a hurry? Because I don't think that she quite understood, like, mm-hmm. this is our American culture. Well,
for me, it was, I got to get out and smoke a cigarette. I've eaten.
Well, when I was in Italy, people in Italy know how to eat, and they will make it a big thing. And so, like, you will make a reservation. And I'm just assuming that these people, like, these families just have, like, a constant reservation just sitting. And you'll have it for several hours. So we were having problems, my group, finding a place to eat dinner one day. And so we were in Rome, and we start calling around to all these places. They're all packed, full, whatever. And finally, one place we picked up, and the guy's like, no, I'm sorry, we're full. And he's like, hold on, are you American? And we're like, yeah. And he goes, okay, so I have one time slot. You will have an hour and a half, but you have to be done within the hour and a half because I have someone coming in 2 hours. And I was like, we'll be gone in 30 minutes. I don't know what type of what are you talking about, hour and a half? But I also wonder, is it because of the company we keep, you know?
Possibly.
Like, maybe we just don't have interesting conversations.
Well, I feel like Americans are always looking to do the next thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, we got to hurry up and eat because we got to go do this afterwards, whereas in a place like Italy, eating is the thing to do. You know, eating is what, like, this is the rest of our evening.
Yeah.
And then we go home and,
That's right. Yes.
Get ready for bed.
Yes.
It could be.
You know, I never really thought about that, Josh, but that's brilliant because one of the things that I know about, you know, business, podcasting is I feel like over time, more and more, people, like, our attention span is shrinking.
Yeah.
And so, whereas a couple of years ago, you could make a Facebook post and have people read it, and that was fine. But now, you have to have it go at people quick, hard, and move on quickly.
Right.
And it's just interesting how that has developed over time. And I wonder if that was thrown further because of the COVID lockdown.
Possibly.
You know, that's just what we had to do, was scroll.
I know on my crochet Facebook pages, you can post something on there every once in a while. People ask for opinions or, that kind of thing. Well, there's been a couple times that I have put something in there asking, hey, what stitch is this, for somebody to comment and tell me what stitch it was. And I would never, ever get any on there. And finally, I put something on there. Can anybody see me? Because nobody was replying, right? And it's just because they go so fast, people don't see them.
Okay. Right.
Well, it's all, what's next? What's next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm really trying to live in the, enjoy what you're doing now.
The last tea we had was called Queen's Immunity. And the tagline was, when darkness gathers, it's sweet and unbroken. Cam, that should be your tagline.
Sweet and unbroken.
Sweet and unbroken, or untainted.
Well, no, it makes it sound like a virgin. Well, we all know that ain't true. They ain't gonna believe that for a minute.
After a decade, it might count. It may count. Boy, ladies, don't play too hard now.
Playing very roughly.
I have to get you.
Well, when they first started doing this crap, I thought fighting. Oh, I thought Betty was going to kill her.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, Betty, stop. And Betty, like, stopped. And as soon as she did, little Ruby just pounded the piss out of her.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see her? Betty's face goes.
When dogs do that, they both have to learn what each other's limits are. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. you know, you'll get the occasional, like, loud bark, but they're not going to bite. It's just like they're warning them, like, okay, that's, you cross the line, take a break, take a breather. I know when I brought Annie over, I could tell you were nervous. So I'm like, she's just setting boundaries.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it just sounds more aggressive.
It's so interesting, too, because Betty will watch TV if there's animals.
Oh,
do your guys' dogs do that?
Oh, yeah.
As soon as a dog is on TV, she'll sit down and she'll just watch.
Dogs haven't been able to really, like, their vision, they weren't able to see TV screens. Mm. Like, they could see the screen, of course, but it would just be, you know, it looked like it was off. So as TV technology has gotten better, dogs can actually see the screen. Oh, okay. But I've seen where people will.
Kim, if you don't knock it off.
Over there.
No kidding. All I can hear is squeak and a squeak, squeak, squeak.
That thing is tight, though. I mean, that's squeak.
One of the dogs has a toy in their mouth. Squeaking it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, blaming it on a puppy. What'd you say, Josh? Our grandma used to take a little pin and pop the squeaker out.
Well, this one I noticed squeaks very easily.
Oh, yeah. Look, nobody's like, where is it? You could crack the door and let them run out there. That way they have some running around they can do. Yeah, there you go. Oh, look. As soon as they go out too, Betty's like, oh. Betty definitely like, likes playing more than Ruby.
They're just like letting kids out of the school for recess.
Betty, be easy.
She ain't gonna be easy.
Nope.
Ruby's like.
But the moment she is easy, Ruby will just pound her to the ground. Yeah. Huh. Well, and Ruby has to have puppy teeth. Sharp. It is so stinking sharp.
Vicious. Just vicious.
They better just not knock a cord out.
Predators. Alpha predators. Yeah, that tea time was lovely.
It
was,
yes, I would definitely do that again.
Yes. I loved all the tea sets were mismatched, like vintage.
Yeah. And yes.
Very nice.
Eclectic. Mm-hmm.
On Unmasked, on Unmasked today, I'll tell you guys all about the murder mystery dinner.
Yes.
And how that went. It was so fun. We're going to do it again.
Would y'all see that CEO of
caught
at the Coldplay concert?
Yes. Oh my God. There's so many spoofs out there. My God. And I just die every time. Oh dumb asses.
Mess around, find
that
out.
That is so karma, though. Mess you know?
Find out.
Yep.
I keep. And it's not any. I love it because it's nothing that I like. I've not actively searched for it. Just every you learn just from scrolling because you're like, ooh, more news about that. Oh,
right.
Oh, this person works at the office. What do they have to say? Oh, I guess they asshole. She rose through the ranks, you know, skipping different jobs and got her job real quick, and everyone was suspicious.
Right.
I'm like, ooh. I do feel bad for the wife, though. My God.
Yeah.
And he, I guess they had children. That's who I'm like. Oh, what a jackass.
Well, she was married too, wasn't she?
I believe so. Yeah, but I mean, it's, I don't know. He's a billionaire. I did see that.
I know.
He's worth like $1.9 billion.
Well, and I hope that she.
He ain't going to be half. Yeah, he ain't worth half of that
he's
now.
He's going to be half a billionaire.
Right.
If not more.
Unless he signed a prenup.
I love it though. My favorite Aldi boofed it. They were. I had a picture of them hugging. It was like other grocery stores and their membership prices. And then that girl
next to him,
this was like us and our already low prices.
That is so
good. Yeah, it was good.
That makes me want to go Aldi. I would do that.
I commented, if only their marriages were as secure as those cart locks. Sadly, it's going to cost him more than a quarter to get at it.
That is so true.
I can't remember what my favorite one was. I sent it to
Dave. I love when corporations like that are petty.
Yes. Well, I loved when Wendy's went off the rail. Hey, Ruby, come here.
She's getting it.
Come here, Ruby.
You want trouble.
You want to see your fans, Ruby? Huh? You want to see your fans? Looky. Here. If you're watching the video... This is Miss Ruby.
It was the Phillies. The Philadelphia Phillies. They done a spoof of it.
There's a podcast.
I can't remember what the name of their mascot is. Yeah, the mascots. It was hilarious.
I mean, it's Ruby. And then his apology that he came out with was like, I did not give my consent for this to be leaked.
And we're you're in public, right? There's no permission
buying
to
the
give.
Ticket is your consent to being filmed at a concert.
Right.
You know, I believe it's in the fine print when you buy the ticket. Like, right. You may be filmed and used for, you know, et cetera.
What was that one older guy's name, Shane, that you really like that passed away? Chris Martin? Was that his name?
I don't know this guy here?
Oh, Leslie Jordan.
Leslie Jordan. Yeah. I'm like, Chris Martin.
Somebody put an overview of him, one of his clips in front of that.
Oh, good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You have to send y'all that to me. Doing? Y'all screwing?
Put it up to the mic. Well, shit.
What are y'all doing? Y'all screwing?
Screwing? Well, shit. That was during COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Rest in peace.
So my favorite one that he did during COVID, which I felt like got everyone through it, I don't know why, was when he was playing Cardi B's new song at the time. Yeah. And he's like, well, every trash can has its lid. Do you remember that one, Kim?
Yes, I do.
Oh my gosh. It was so lovely.
Well, every trash can has its lid. Yeah.
All to their own.
Yes, I looked up pictures of him when he was younger because he, you know, always talked about he go to the gay bars and, you know, he got around. And I was like, what he looked like when he was younger? Hairy chest.
Oh, really?
Short, you know, always been a short little guy.
Oh, yeah.
How long has he been gone?
It's probably been 2 years or so.
Dave sent me that one and I said, I thought that guy was dead. And he's like, he is. And I'm like, oh, okay. Did he die
around when Betty White died?
I think like he did. I think it was.
Because I feel like it might have been a little before. It was kind of like a double whammy.
A double whammy,
It always is.
Two gay icons. Cher, take your vitamins, please, God.
And Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Betty, hey, you better stay out of those cords.
Take Madonna first before the other two.
She's going to live forever, Josh.
Ruby's back in there, too.
Hi, Betty. You know, you wanting to come up and say hi?
I don't dislike Madonna, but my dead ex loved her, so I kind of disdain her now. I can't listen to her now without the picture in them, so I'm like, nope, can't. Not again.
Betty's saying hi to all of our camera viewers.
She's gotten big.
She is a little bigger. Yeah. But you're just so soft and so sweet, aren't you, honey? Yeah. She came and visited her daddy at the farmer's market. Kim, I thought the other day, I talk real sweet to Betty. And I thought someday when we go out and it's just me and you, just cemetery hopping, I want to record myself the day before, unknowing that what we're doing that day, and just randomly force myself to say things to you that I say to Betty.
Oh, yeah.
I had that thought last night as I'm
such a pretty
kissing on Betty.
Girl.
You're just daddy's girl. You're just a good girl. Look at her. Look at me. You're such a pretty good girl. Dog. Yeah. You're daddy's girl, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah. You're pretty little girl.
Pretty
baby. Yeah.
You two are ridiculous.
Yeah. You're a good girl, aren't you? She tries to be a good girl. Sometimes she gets real excited, like right now, and she likes to bite her daddy.
Gets so excited.
She does. But she's still just a puppy. Her was born in December.
Yeah. That's right. She's not even a year old yet, is she?
No. No. Her's a good puppy.
I think this one's winding down.
Oh, yeah. She'll fall asleep real quick. When I bring her to the office, she'll just lay down in her little bed next to my desk and just be out. But the moment I get up, she will hate me. But she will follow me out of the room into wherever I go. Just where walk right next to me. And then I'll get to where I'm going and she'll just lay right back down. What is it, Betty? Do you got friends over, honey? Are your friends over? Yeah?
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Betty always freaks out when Josh gets here. Don't you?
She does when I do too. Yes. Well, I broke her heart the last time when I was getting ready to leave.
And I think the reason she likes you isn't because you smell like decomposing bodies.
Whatever.
It's Ruby. It's because you are so short.
I don't think
they're just used to me. Big giant me.
They're like, this one must be a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, Betty. Child. You're such a good girl.
Hi.
Will you be prepared for me to talk about you like that, Kim? You're just such a good girl. Are you daddy's girl?
Get out of my yarn.
She just wants to help.
That's how most men talk to me.
She's so tickled.
She's like, I want to help. I want to help.
She got your yarn.
Yeah.
It's that ghost.
Right.
Good Lord. Are you going under the chair?
Are you going to be okay?
What's that one?
Oh, my God. They're so funny. Hey, you guys want to not, like, mess up?
You're going to choke them.
I'm pretty sure
In the yard.
Oh my gosh. What yeah. You got yarn everywhere. It's like strung around.
It's wrapped around her. She can't get away from it.
Well,
and it doesn't help that she's got it in her mouth. There we go.
Yeah, I think the little one has it in her mouth.
Yeah, I think so.
Chair.
Did that yarn get
you? You're dragging her. It's hilarious. She's like, oh, we're playing.
Did that yarn get you?
Oh, we're playing.
Big mean Kim got her.
Kim is so mean.
Good luck pulling that out of her ass.
Oh, hi, honey. What are you
doing? Be worse than the tinsel at Christmas time.
This is what happens. We got puppies and we have ADHD.
She's like, where'd it go?
Huh?
Well, now you know a good way to distract them. Just throw a piece of yarn on the floor.
No kidding.
Like a cat.
No, they probably accidentally strangle each other. Betty, I don't think I have anything in this chair. I don't know what you're digging for. Let me look. Hold on. That's my wallet in my pocket.
She wants the money.
Whose mystery is it today?
It is Joshua.
Joshua?
Joshua. Mainly because we don't have one.
I was going to say, don't you guys?
We didn't write one. Although I think that I do have one. I've not looked at it in a long time.
Let's see. Turn my volume off.
My phone, I swear I'm going to throw it. It is not sending out text messages like normal ones. It will send out an iMessage.
Just keep sending out these dirty text messages.
Made sure there was no update needed? This is the things that he always tells me. Did you check and make sure there's no update needed?
Yeah, because I check every
night. Did you restart it?
Bed. I just did, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So don't mind me, Josh, if I'm over here fidgeting with my phone.
Oh, sure. Kids these days.
Can't stop.
Always on their phone. Well, my mystery today is one that is from the shadows of my mind. Mm-hmm. God bless us all. Well, in the shadowy realms of the modern world, hidden amongst the whispers of the wind and the rustling leaves, tales are.
Wait, ADHD.
No, she's chewing Ruby. On the cable.
Ruby. Kim, quit chewing on the dang table.
Was it me? Was it me?
Swear. We just ate, and you're already hungry.
I was sitting there trying to read, and I just see. Oh, I just got electrocuted.
Right.
She'll learn, though.
Okay. Be careful. She likes to chew on computers.
Try that again. In the shadowy realms of the modern world, hidden amongst the whispers of the wind and the rustling leaves, tales are told of an ever-growing entity that we shall call Demonio del Cielo. Much like the myths of cryptids that roam uncharted lands, Demonio del Cielo are figures shrouded in secrecy, hatred, and cloaked in the frost of the unknown. They prey upon and feed on the fears of vulnerable humans. According to legend, they emerge from the shadows with a chill that seeps into the bones and eyes that shimmer like the coldest stars in the night. Demonio del Cielo are easy to identify due to their natural lack of a backbone, their ice-cold hearts, and their fear of being perceived. They always appear shrouded, cloaked in layers of darkness to protect themselves from the blazing sun of equality. Some stories say that Demonio del Cielo possesses the uncanny ability to blend seamlessly in their surroundings, moving like whispers in the night. Some villagers even speak of their swift judgment, as the Demonio del Cielo are known to capture people, binding them in chains to prevent escape, before taking them back to their concentrated lairs in a desolate swamp.
Do you see her?
I hear chewing. I don't know.
I think she's behind your chair.
I hear chewing. Ruby. Ruby.
You can hear in time out, there's a word. It's sleep time, yeah, sleep.
Take this.
That doesn't sound creepy at all.
That's my babushka voice, yeah, sleep.
Okay. Villagers speak of their swift judgment, as the Domino de Hielo, are known to capture people, binding them in chains that prevent escape before taking them back to their concentrated lair in a desolate swamp. Legends vary across borders. Some depict them as fierce protectors of innocence, while others see them as cold enforcers of a relentless decree fueled by their homunculus leader. Their very presence is felt in the air before they even reveal themselves. With powers akin to the phantoms of old, they could appear and vanish at will. Good Lord. Can't, that's the most action Kim's had in decades. Ruby's judging. Like, what the hell is that lady?
Ruby, you are just looking too cute, honey. Let me take your pic. Ruby. Ruby.
Hey, Diddy.
Here you go. Yeah. Betty, you want your picture? Oh, when was I got picture?
Oh, I got the hiccups.
Oh.
In quiet towns, families tell their loved ones to beware, lest they attract the attention of Domino de Hielo. These creatures do not possess a human heart, so they must feed on the sorrows created by their deplorable actions. Do not be she's got the hiccups all. Do not be dismayed, though, gentle listeners. While Domino de Hielo is indeed real, we are not helpless in sending them back to the shadows in which they dwell.
Darcy, you're going to take both of them?
I don't know that we're going to make it through today.
Well, I noticed she keeps trying to breastfeed off of Betty. And Betty,
oh my God.
What the hell are you doing? I ain't got that.
Betty's like,
I ain't got no.
Quit that shit.
Let me just scoot over here. Good Lord.
Oh, Betty. Well, Josh, right. Not let you up there, you poor thing. I saw we, honey.
Should have brought my dog.
No kidding. Oh,
yeah, let's bring another one.
No. What would be crazy is if we had my two, Josh's, and then Kim's.
Oh, God. Hers wouldn't
show. No kidding.
He would not. Okay, Josh, you can go.
I'm trying to be so serious, too. It's like.
And then he murdered 15 people with a spoon.
And cut the ears. He got off his eyes. He got off his ears. His nose was cut off. His ears were... His lips were cut off. Do not be dismayed, though, gentle listeners. While Domino de Hielo is indeed real, we are not helpless in sending them back into the shadows in which they dwell. Like I said, they are incredibly weak. And any resistance from others, and they scurry away like rats into their holes. Much like the legends of vampires, Domino de Hielo cannot enter your home without permission. They will use trickery and ploys in an effort to lure you out of your home so they can consume any hope of you feeling happiness again. The most vulnerable are those who are... I think she's just scratching at the... Where's she got my...
Well, Betty's eating something.
Lord. Well, Betty's eating something. Come here, Betty. You want to come up here?
She's like, no.
She's like, uh-uh.
The most vulnerable are those who are out in the open. Whether it is day or night, Domino de Hielo is relentless in their self-belief that they are just. If you ever find yourself near one, the best course of action is to make them known. They rely on fear and disguises to hide their true forms. Their greatest fear is being seen without their dark shrouds, for they derive their power from their anonymity.
What does she have in her mouth? Is it that bone?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I know they look like it would be almost look like plastic.
Yeah.
I'm always like, what you got? Domino de Hielo is by far the most vile creature I've heard of. They do not attack people due to any other reason than their own feelings of superiority over them. They have the uncanny belief that they are the rightful keepers of a already stolen land. I know, I just keep hearing scratching.
I know.
It's el chupacabra. But please, do not live in fear of Dominia de Hilo, for that is what they desire. Know your legal rights under the law of the land, and protect yourself and all who need it. We will make it past this ever-increasing time of darkness, but sadly, not everyone will live to see it. And from my heart, soul, and every lifetime of existence I have lived, I say this. May the wicked hearts of ice be filled with the anguish they have caused innocent humans. I wish for you the blessed gift of empathy to a degree that no one else has ever felt before. May you live to truly feel every ounce of pain, anguish, fear, hopelessness, sadness, and sorrow that you have created and spread. And may it return to them all tenfold. So be it. I hope you all enjoyed my portrayal of ice as a cryptid today. I thought about how a lot of our current myths, lores, and legends have come from history's most terrible events. Like even the nursery rhymes we sang were from like the Black Plague. Yeah. I thought about the Pied Piper. Was it the Pied Piper that you covered? And how that was about like just kids, a whole bunch of kids dying. Yeah. You know, just about how tragic things have over the years turned from these people doing these things to, oh no, it was a creature.
Right.
My aim was to show that throughout all of history, it has always been mankind that have been the real monsters. You like that?
No, that was good.
It's definitely
good.
True.
She's eating something. What are you chewing on, girl?
Little mic cord or something. I don't know what the hell.
She just looks so innocent. So tired, She's like, it wasn't me. I was back there. The corp was doing it.
Look at how cute I am.
They got them puppy eyes on the line. Well, my bless your heart this week goes out to all the people of ICE who ICE has taken, put into concentration camps, shipped like cattle to countries they aren't from, or simply thrown into one of the worst prisons in the world, a place where severe terrorists have been sent to be executed. I stand with you as a minority myself, for together, all of us minorities are the majority. Join,
sure do.
Yeah, by a shit ton. Join us, and Cam, I don't know if you're aware of this, but did you know that, I'm sure you've heard the term like diversity hire or minority hire, etc. Did you know that cis women are included in that? Did you know you were considered a minority?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had no idea. Like it came across a thing not too long ago because a lady like was interviewing for something and it came up and she was like, what do you mean minority? She was like, I'm white. And they're like, no, because you're a woman. And like, she was just shocked. And I was like, I never would have even imagined that, which, you know, that shows a little bit of my privilege just as a male, mm-hmm. even though I'm queer as hell, more feminine than you are, honey.
That's true. That's true story.
In my floral paisley right. blouse.
Hey, I had a nice dress up.
You did. I had you look nice pants with your little. She had a pillbox hat.
Yeah. You should have worn it for the episode.
It was a vintage pillbox hat.
I wouldn't have been able to put my headphones on.
Oh, you couldn't have worn it over that.
You never know. Oh, and I also want to include in my bless your heart the I lost count. I think it was 100 and something now. People have died in the Texas flooding, especially those young girls. Everybody, especially, but the people who bless the heart to the people who lost their lives and the people who have been helping to find people. I mean, people have come from other countries to help. And the last I saw, they have started the funerals for them. And that's always the hardest part,
right.
I feel, when someone dies. And I did see, though, that a man has donated caskets to all the victims.
Oh, that's nice.
So the families won't, you know, there's help there.
Yeah.
Somebody, I can't remember, it might have been Ozzy Osbourne. Part of the money that he raised was going to the victims also.
Oh, good. Yeah, they raised like $190 million, I think, for Parkinson's research.
Yeah.
But it's just,
I think there was another famous person that had donated a bunch of money too, but I don't remember.
I've seen several who have done it. And I mean, it's just so many heartbreaking things happening all in the South. Mm-hmm. I just realized.
Yeah, it's very
sad.
I call the place in Florida a concentration camp. I refuse to use the name that it's been given because it makes it feel like it's not what it is. Mm-hmm. Like it almost sounds like it's an amusement park like Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like it takes away the seriousness that we have concentration camps in our country have people in them like rats in cages, shitting and, you know, buckets on the floor that are flooding. And it's hurricane season, you know. You know, we try not to get very political, but this isn't politics.
Josh said we're not. We don't try to get political. That's a bullshit.
We don't try to center our stuff around.
We respect everybody's opinion.
This one I did,
but there is a right side.
This isn't politics. This is just people are being put into concentration camps, and I've studied history enough to know, especially during all the world wars, to be able to spot how things go down, and it doesn't happen in one giant tidal wave of things.
Right.
It's small ripples that take over until, you know, the whole place is flooded.
You know what gets me though about this whole subject is that I was watching, I hate watching the news right now, but anyway, I had the news on and it had a certain public figure who it might be the president, but anyway,
Taco Titties.
It was just so funny because his tone had changed about going in and taking people, right? And so he's like, yeah, I need to have them, you know, be a little bit more lenient and not be so strict because I heard that they're taking away some of the field workers and, you know, that's not okay. That's hurting some of the farmers. And I thought, you know, that is like white privilege
shows right there. Disconnection from reality.
It doesn't matter to people like him until it hurts the pockets of people who donate to him.
Well, that's
politics.
That's with a lot of predominantly white people I've noticed. I mean, even in our own family, do you honestly think they would be comfortable with gays if it wasn't for me?
Right.
If they didn't have to be.
Yeah.
And that's something I think about often, like, how many of our family members, you know, it's kind of like that saying we heard a lot, hate the sin, not the sinner.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I love you because you're you, but I hate what you are. And if it wasn't for you, I'd still be very against it and outspoken against it. You know, I'm like, oh, that's, it shouldn't take it affecting you for it to matter to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I hate. And I hate that empathy is becoming more viewed as a weakness.
Right.
I'm like, what? No. Good Lord. Did none of you watch Star Trek? We should be heading in that direction. I can't watch Star Trek anymore. It depresses me. I'm like,
I've not watched it.
We'll never have a future like this. Either. We're going to blow each other up. We'll never get to this. Just how, you know, everybody lives in harmony and they work to better the world. You know, they work to better everybody, not just themselves.
The critters have escaped.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, I did a glance out there. I didn't see nothing.
I don't hear no crying. I'm sure they're fine.
They're probably passed out on the couch.
Right.
Babies. What else is there?
Oh, I was going to tell you. So I'm going to talk about the murder mystery dinner on Unmasked.
Yes.
And I have a letter.
Ooh.
To me that I'll read.
A letter to you?
Yeah, that was to me.
Okay.
But I'll read on Unmasked. Josh says, oh God.
Is it like you've worked with like murderers.
Yeah.
Is it like a serial killer?
No, this one's not, but I have gotten that in that painting. Remember when that happened?
You know, I got that PTSD from that time that one man came by the office and there was a handwritten in crown note and a picture frame by the front door. I walked in and I walked back out.
Like it was
I walked back out. I was like, no. I texted every one of you boys. I was like, hey, y'all, what the hell is this? I think someone's trying to kill one of you, and I ain't going to the office first. No way. I was like, a letter, and then I saw it was crayon immediately, and I'm like, oh, a kid, like, maybe a kid thought it was wrong office, and I was like, no, this is clearly written by an adult with a crayon. Oh my god, serial killer! I was like afraid. I was like, now my fingerprints are on it.
Right.
I was so scared. It was freaky.
But the funny part about it was, I would have felt the same way. But I get back into town. I think it was when I was out west, and I don't know why I just pictured like a painting. And it was more like someone took that painting or that picture like, from a, like a Holiday Inn.
Old doctor office painting that someone was just like, oh,
just a random print.
I brought this for you. And it was huge.
That was so big.
The size of, like, this table right between
us. You guys are talking about the guy who you're talking about now.
I was just like,
it took me a minute.
Yeah.
So I think someone's trying to kill you guys. Should I call the cops? I went to that barber behind us, like, I'm going to chill in here for a second.
Right.
Check the cameras. Lord, ooh. Trying to think, make sure I ain't forgetting nothing.
At least if you do forget it, you can just bring it up.
That's true.
Unmasked. Well, so much has happened this week.
Oh,
I'm like, good God. Well, join us on Patreon for an exclusive bonus episode of Unmasked and a peek into our personal lives. You can become a member and you'll enjoy benefits like direct messaging and special Patreon-only live events where we do games, mysteries, and exciting prizes. You can find us under the username at It's Mystery Inc. And we'd love to connect with you, so send us a postcard to P.O. Box 690, Wabash, Indiana 46992. And if you're a big old bearded daddy, send me your number. I ain't picky. And we'll talk at you later. And remember, sometimes life hands you a shit grenade and pulls a pin, but shit can always be cleaned up. Now get to scrubbing.
Oh my God.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Bye. Bye.